And welcome back to the locker room. We're talking with Jacinta Costello, who was another one of the local people who's been recognised by the Vic Sports Awards. Good morning to you, Jacinta.
Good morning. Thank you for the call.
No, that's all right. Now, a couple of weeks ago when they had the Vic Sports Awards, you were recognised in the category of the community coach of the year. So you've obviously had a bit of a background in coaching and in particular in the cycling area.
Well, I was absolutely thrilled to be nominated by Cycling Victoria and get to be one of the finalists in that. I was rocked off my socks. My coaching experience, I suppose, is I originally did a phys ed degree back in the dim dark past and have always loved cycling. And only in the last 4 years did I start up Ladies Back on Your Bike, whereby I sort of get ladies going again on their bikes, whether that be just plain motivating them and getting them out there or actually teaching them. And, yeah, it's been really successful and an extremely good feeling, yeah.
So what would it be that would actually discourage some of the women from getting back to cycling as they may have done in their teenage years and what might be the thing that's discouraged them and needs your involvement and your support?
They've usually stopped because they've had children, then, you know, this massive amount of years gets in the way and they just lose confidence in themselves and they think, I can't do that, I used to do that, wish I could do that. And they see, you know, we live in this gorgeous area around the bay and it's just so beautiful to ride along the bay and such an easy thing to do. So they're discouraged with their own confidence. Then when they go into a bike shop, they're very intimidated by the, unfortunately, the majority of the bike shops can tend to do that without them necessarily meaning to be. They just don't realise the fragility of the ladies, I think.
Good point.
And this is a thing, Jacinta, that it's not just a few. It's more than 400 women. It's a massive thing that you've taken on here with this program.
Killing me. Killing me. Ask my husband. it was never really meant to be. It just sort of goddamn evolved. Going back to 2013 when I was feeling like, okay, I'm finishing up work. I was working at that stage at the University of Victoria and on staff over there, and I thought, I just want to finish up now. And my daughter pushed me to respond to an ad from Cycling Victoria for women to teach women to cycle. Anyhow, through her pushing, which I am now indebted to her because I've met so many fabulous ladies, it's just been fabulous, I did teach, Cycling Victoria said, okay, we'll go and teach 16 women in Kingston. When I put a little photograph of myself and a girlfriend and two other ladies I found down at the Parkdale Cafe that day in the local Leader newspaper, 60 women replied to the 16 free spots.
Wow.
To learn to ride. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So you'd really touched on the nerve, and it was like, pretty obvious from the start, yeah.
Yeah. So I taught those 16 and then sort of said to the others, okay, well, maybe I can help you too. And so some of them sort of got their nose out of joint because it wasn't free and sponsored by, you know, paid for by Cycling Vic. I said, look, I'll just make a little charge and we'll see how we go. So taught a few more and then I was going overseas cycling, as I luckily tend to do because I'm old enough now that I can escape and do those sort of things. But before I went, I gave them each other's details and I said, here you go, off you run and, you know, enjoy, I'll see you when I get back. When I got back and contacted them, they basically hadn't connected. And I thought, oh, my goodness, they need someone to organise them to actually go riding. So then I just had the little brain tick, 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 tick away and over time figured out that Ladies Back on Your Bike was born and off I went. And from then we've actually physically taught something like 93 ladies who have never, ever had their bottom on a bike seat.
And motivated a lot more.
And the other ladies, yeah, they're just fantastic. They just come back on board. They just come along and they go, oh, yeah, I'd love to ride with some other ladies, but, oh, I don't think I'm as good as this or, you know, that. So we have four different groups, and depending on which where you sit, we pop you into the appropriate group. So you're always cycling with people of the same standard, so you're not intimidated or bored. That's sort of the basis of it, yeah.
What a great idea. So it's the notion of learn to ride, but also meeting other women, which... is something I'm sure would encourage the ladies to be involved more.
They all love a bit of a gossip, don't they?
That couldn't be true, could you, Jacinta?
I tell you what, barely a ride happens without a coffee shop. However, this year we've had two trips to New Zealand, two trips to Tasmania, we've got one to Portugal and Spain.
Wow.
But you know, that's just a small group of them, but... Today, for example, if you were to look on our calendar, I think there's only two rides on, but every single day there's a ride for one of the group, you know, and that goes through 7 days a week, Mother's Day's off. But apart from that, yeah, there's always a ride on. Some are free and others are charged, you know, so we might take them out. And they're not all road, by the way. Their road or path.
Oh, that's a good
because
idea.
Because some women don't want to ride on the road.
And I guess the other aspect is that not only active, but also get a bit of a look around Melbourne, discover bits of Melbourne you may not have known.
Oh, yeah. And look, it's really weird and interesting you say that, because the first time that I rode going around the Capital City Trail, and then all of a sudden you're riding in a ramp across and you see those... I used to call them the French fries, you know, as you go out on the freeway.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tell them
and you think, oh, God, that's where I am, you know. And it's a really weird feeling that all of a sudden you're in some place, you're like, oh, gosh, never knew how to get here, because the bike paths are often away from the road. Mm.
So, you and I are chatting at the moment now, and it's Friday, but people are listening to it Saturday morning. What's your Saturday morning normally look like? I suppose you're out on the bike with groups of people, are you?
Well, now that it used to be just me that was up and going, you know, doing everything, running the whole show, and it just got far too much. So, I've fortunately now got some great leaders and another instructor. So tomorrow morning, for Saturday morning,
yep.
We have a ride tomorrow morning for the Path to Road Plus group, which is a strange name, but they're women who have come through a system called Path to Road, where we teach women to ride, transferring from the paths onto the road. So they learn every fortnight. There's a session there, and they learn the skills of riding. From riding on the road, so pointing out potholes, learning to ride in a group, learning to ride in a straight line, learning to rotate, that sort of thing. So we've got a 50K ride up near Scottsburn and Buninyong tomorrow.
Wow.
We've also got another session of Path to Road, which is just what I was speaking about.
Yeah.
So that's on. Then there's a Black Rock to Seaford and return for two of the top groups. That's set up as a social ride that some other girls have put up and I just put onto the website. And then for the lowest two groups, we've got a free skill and ride session where the skill tomorrow is to learning to drink from their bottle while they're riding.
Without crashing into something. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, I don't know if guys actually are as nervous as the women or whatever, but the girls find that really quite intimidating to start with. Yet you go up to the other end of the spectrum of the ladies I've got, they're riding 100Ks, you know, on a road very comfortably, do it with one stop, maybe to go to the loo, jump back on their bike and they're off again. So there's a massive range.
Which is great.
At the moment there's about 250 ladies in Ladies Back on Your Bike, divided into, you know, four groups, yeah.
Jacinta, you touched earlier on being nominated and what an honour it was for you to be nominated. In regards to the actual awards, the awards ceremony, where was it held? Just give us a bit of background about the awards ceremony itself.
Oh, well, I received an email to say, hey, you're a finalist. Congratulations, you're a finalist in the Victorian Sports Awards. Not at all. That's a scam. I don't know anything about that. And honestly, didn't really continue reading the email. And then I got a phone call or an email from Kip Kaufman, who's the CEO, managing director at Cycling Victoria. And he said, I nominated you. Congratulations. You're now a finalist. I said, oh, my God, Kip, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. So it was a real honour. Anyhow, as it turns out, the night of the Victorian Sports Awards, I was actually over in Tasmania with the group, and I didn't feel it appropriate for me to just say, hey, look, I'm just going to jump on this flight tonight, pop back to the show, and I'll see you in the morning. So I didn't actually attend, but I did buy some tickets for a few of my leaders and some lovely ladies that I've got. And my husband, and sent them along, and they had a super night. They really enjoyed it. It was at the I'm not remembering. They said it was a fabulous event, nicely catered for, TV coverage, etc., etc. They were really thrilled. It was really nice. They loved it. Mm.
So any of our listeners who might be interested in being involved, because there's already a group, you said, heading down towards Seaford. So ladies back on your bike, is that what they do? Just go to that website and...
Go to the website, yes, and have a look. And there's a contact us up in the corner. And we do just get back to you and let you know, have a chat about how it works, et cetera, et cetera. I just cannot believe what I would be doing if I wasn't doing this, because the thrill of doing it is so terrific, because I've met so many fabulous ladies. I mean, the friendships, we'll be there on electric bikes and chairs.
You may as well give your daughter a plug that actually pushed you into it. So what's your daughter's name, and how old's your daughter, and in terms of giving you the push?
Oh, right, yeah. But I have four kids, and Georgia is my... gorgeous daughter who has just given us a grandchild, actually. And she's now just purchased a cargo bike to put Junior in the front of, which is pretty cool, an electric cargo bike that she'll really use carrying the shopping to and from the market. That's Georgia. But the kids are all brought up compulsory that they had to come on Mother's Day for bike rides with me and birthday. So they're pretty... having to ride.
Well, look, well done to you, Jacinta, and finding an obvious need in the area, and it's just great to see how it's grown, and great to see you recognised for things like that.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to hear that you're interested, and that's really nice.